Blog Talk Radio.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
don't deny him, because you know that God is my friend. I want to wake you up tonight and talk to you about Black Power Radio. And then on top of that, we want to welcome each and every one of you to Black Power Radio. I am again your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. Again, it is a potentially fair city. We have so much on the table tonight because we must take a look and study these administrations, these admins that have been in charge to manage a portion of the so-called government in order for us to live in America, because most of the leadership talks about survival and how they need to survive and how we're hanging right in there and we made it in by a hanging chad and we're just the best thing that ever happened, but we act like we want to vote for somebody that we don't have any confidence whatsoever that they'll ever put reparations or anything favorable in a decision-making. Who would bend the pen in our favor at this hour? There has been none since Lincoln. That's right. They'll be watching your ways, huh? Because every move you make, damn near every breath you take, you know they watching you. I think watching us they have a pre-incognition of some sort for watching us, studying us, and what will we do, and how are we going to do it. Then they come back. Oh, what's going on? What's happening? They'll come back saying your cliches better than you. They study you. They watch you, what you wear and how you wear it. And oh, my, we're going to talk about these administrators. We're going to study them tonight. Put them under the microscope. What about these administrations? What is it that they find so peculiar about us that must be so much surveillance on us that I have coined the title We the People and consistently use We the People? We demand reparations in 2023. Or there'll be no black votes in 2024. Just a practical thing to do, just a logical thing to say. But most of the bougies and most of the wannabes and the wiggers and the squiggers and all of it is, oh, we can't go the Panther route. The Panther is known for putting the best of the solution. You have what, a sensible solution orientation for the whole nation. It's come from the Black Panther Party. I must say that. We all must bear witness to that. Let's see what comes of it. We're going to do some outreach tonight. We're going to reach all the way out to the West Side and talk to our National Minister of Justice because she's there waiting with the good old bated breath. And we said Black Power tonight.
So we need in the name. A clear message. Moving forward of the next election, let them know right now so they
Okay, we're putting it right out there where the ghosts can get it tonight. We're going to ruffle the feathers on a few. We're going to talk black to you. And we're all live on Black Power Radio. So we're not surviving here at Black Power Radio. We're actually living here at Black Power Radio. And we are teaching people how to live in America. And they would just take Black Panther one-on-one. We'll get you through this. Trust me, you don't need no elaborate teaching. You don't need to land no space shuttle. You don't have to have a metaverse, an AI, an XYZ, an extraterrestrial in your backyard. You don't need nothing special to get along here at Black Power Radio. I want to welcome our National Minister of Justice, our comrade, sister. This is Dr. Truth Bay in L.A. How about that? And welcome to Black Power Radio because you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Are we live?
We're live, sir. You and everybody with you is lying over here in Black Power Radio. Black Power.
We're going to break the roof off this.
What do we say about these administrations? What are you saying about these administrations? What do the people in the streets of L.A., D.C., and New York, Chicago, Dallas, and Houston, Miami, all the way to San Diego, what do they have to say about these past administrations? What have they done to bend the pen in our favor at this hour? Black Power.
Black Power. So we got a lot of interactions that we need to see concerning what your thoughts of operations. Now, since June 2021, family, we've been hearing the Biden administration, even before Biden was elected. What was his most famous quote, National Chairman? If you ain't, if you don't vote for him, what is it?
Watching his ways. He got them wigger ways. You got the best for the best in your days, because he's watching you. You ain't a for real nigga if you don't vote for him. And you ain't black. You ain't African American. None of those cliches that mean us. You ain't a Mo brother if you don't bite. For Joe Biden. Some call him Joe Biden. He got a son named Hunter, so he must be a goddamn killer of some sort. I ain't going to name my son Hunter unless he's a killer. So killer Joe or killer Biden, to say, or Hunter Biden, if you prefer to use that language. That if you're not a Negro, if you're not voting for the Biden ticket for to get you at least 1 million vaccines or vaccinations by July and another million to come behind that, right? And he ran on the medicine ticket. He's the first president who was elected there on the African-American medicine vote. Now, maybe I can land my plane right in there. You ain't for real. In the hood.
You got it.
Some call him Joe, but Camila calls him Joe Biden, I think. But go ahead. Mama.
And speaking of that, you made a good point. Hunter Biden, that's one thing I want you to know. No black or brown person is going to name their kid Hunter. So that tells you right then and there, they're training their kids to be killers. Well, we have something for that right here. But what we need to do is fight for more legislation, which is why the most recent update concerning the Biden administration and how they feel about reparations, we're going to give you the update. Of course, you already know what their thoughts are. But, National Chairman, before we go into our main event, we're going to listen to actual a video from Carrie Jean-Pierre at the most recent press conference. And when a reporter asked her, hey, so what's happening with reparations?
Somebody, Dr. Truth Bay, someone just put in the chat that they had old hound dog. I don't know if it was a pit bull or a regular basset hound or a coon hound dog. They named the dog Hunter. They wrote that. It must be a fact. They wouldn't lie on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. Well, that's appropriate. If you have your pet name Hunter, then so let it be. Let it be. But nobody in our right mind is going to name our kids powerful names, kings and queens. So, but I digress. Now, last week, Carrie Jean-Pierre, who we all know is the press secretary, she was asked a question from her normal reporters, and we're going to listen to Amazing Lucas. If you're not familiar with this YouTuber, he is a spot on. Young black man, he talks about politics and makes it relatable and understandable for the young people. And so we're going to play a clip on his direct reaction concerning Karine Jean-Pierre answer according to reparations. But before we do that, we want to hear from others. What is your take on what your reparations bill should look like? Specifically, one of the things that we are still waiting for is an anti-black hate crime bill. Am I right? What are we waiting for? Or do they still need to study why we need reparations? That's something that we don't need to wait no more on that. So with that, they get a zero. So legislation is number one. Land is number two. And these are the two things that we are primarily going to request before we give away our most valuable, precious votes. No reparations, no vote. But why is that? So let's listen to you. If you want to hear, take some callers before we go to our main audio, National Chairman, let me know. Or shall we just go right into it?
You can dip into it unless you want to hear from your main combat. He's over there in L.A. too. I always like to let people know that the 1619 is alive and well, and we had us some double R over there because he was cocked and ready to go, I think, to say something. And we had the Queen Mother. Want to put the Queen Mother and my brother in and then go for it? What do you think?
That's right. So before we go there, we want to say happy Juneteenth, first and foremost, to our peace, because today is, yes, the day that we were told we were free, June 19th, 1863. But
wow.
Remember, in 1863, we still didn't know we were free until 1865. Everything is late, better late than that.
Are you saying that there are signs in the North and the South that the freedom had not come? I want everybody to get their Google pin on tonight. And my great-great uncle is Jackie Yates. And he left where I am born in Gloucester, Virginia. There are two people I want you all to Google so you can evaluate these administrations correctly. One is my uncle Jack Yates. And he brought that freedom message from Gloucester, Virginia, all the way to Houston to establish a high school. There's a Jack Yates High School in Houston, and we've got us an Antioch Church in First Ward. One's in First Ward and the Third Ward, Houston, Texas. So he did some things. Now, Texas was the only place that celebrated Juneteenth for 100 years. Straight up. Yeah. I bear witness. Texas was the only one. And it was there to free the unique enslavement in Louisiana. In Arkansas, they would hear about it, but the real celebration only went on in Texas about the Juneteenth. And there was a big illiteracy problem in Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and that area, and they still have big illiteracy problems there in communicating and getting it just right. But I'm here to tell you tonight that Jack Yates is one of them, right? You got to look at, you got to really study Jack Yates now and see exactly what he did. And see why I'm asking you to Google him on this June
8th. Yeah, we know
day,
Jack Yates.
On this Father's
Day. Jack Yates High School. Jack Yates
okay,
High School located at Alabama Street in Houston, Texas. That's very
okay,
good.
There you go.
Right
there in Houston. There you got your Jack Yates. Now, there's another Google I want you to do. And her name is Irene, Auntie Irene. Irene Morgan is from Gloucester, Virginia, believe it or not. Yes. And she was on her way to Baltimore, Maryland, right? After having a miscarriage, she decides to sit in a seat, it's on record, 11 years before Rosa Parks and say, I'm not giving the white man, woman, and child my seat. I have sat down. I am tired. I've had this health issue I'm managing, some health situations right here, and you will not get me to move from my seat. And the bus driver, I think old Greyhound bus driver, going from Gloucester, Virginia, going into Baltimore, Maryland, he decides to pull in a place called Middlesex County or Saluda, and he's gonna get him an officer to remove my auntie from the bus. And the word's out, and she whipped both of them. And the case was Thurgood Marshall's first federal case, and Thurgood Marshall won that case for Auntie Irene, for Irene Morgan, and that brought a step in the right direction. By the time Rosa
right
Parks
on,
picked
let's
it up,
go, Auntie Irene.
Oh, man, let's go with us some Irene Morgan and Jack Yates, the unsung heroes of Black Revolution right here. Oh, my, my. Because they were both revolutionaries. They come out of
that
turn and Harriet Tubman. And Harriet Tubman, they didn't come for civil rights. They didn't come for, that's why they didn't name Irene Morgan the mother of civil rights, because she didn't come for civil rights. She came for the Black Revolution. And here comes Jack Yates came for the Black Revolution to place you a school, place you a church right there, and show them how it's supposed to be done. You can do the Jack Yates shuffle and won't be no shame in your game. You can. And when I asked
Jack
Rosa Parks in Birmingham, Alabama, I asked Mr. Rosa Parks, why did you hold your seat, Rosa Parks, a few years later? And she said, because of the work of your Auntie Irene caused me to hold on to my seat and say, we're going to have to do some things differently here today. I'll land my plane and go straight over there. We picking up some Double R. How you like me now, Double R? Black Power, are you there with us? Over here, say,
yes, sir.
Seat,
honorable salute. Hey, once again, man, I just want to say happy Father's Day
to
all the fathers.
Are you setting these administrations?
Are you king?
Yes, sir. What do you think of these administrations in your opening? And give your bio and your all the stuff about you and just drop your monologue on the dialogue, Black Power.
All right, Black Power. Black Power. All right, that's what it is, though. Peace to the kings, though. Father's Day was yesterday. I missed the show, but, hey, I celebrated good with my kids, my grandkids, and everything worked out good. But listen here. My thing is that this, my time, my bio is this. You know who I am. I'm a national state right here with the Black Panther Party. We know how we do this. However, but what we have to talk about is this 1619 Reparations Party, which I created. And this here right here is for the reparations on the total package. Our total package is this. We're settling for nothing less than you treating us like you did with all the atrocities in 1619 when we was eating fufu. You feel me? Hey, fufu, you brought us over here kidnapped, racist, first atrocities. First atrocities. Hate crimers. You the original hate crimers. And you want us to sit back here and look at you and talk about we need to vote for you because if you ain't black, we ain't vote for Democrats. Democrats and Republicans ain't did nothing for us. 1619 Reparations Party is none of that. Like he said, no reparations in 2023, no vote in 2024. We tired. We the OG sick and tired of being sick and tired. This reparations marathon been going too damn long. And like Nipsey Hussle say, victory lap is coming soon. I tell you on right here on June 29th, we're going to be stumping down there in Sacramento. We're going to set precedence on the whole world, not just the nation, of what we barking at. We barking at half of everything. It's a family settlement. You put African Americans on the back of our back. Now, I should say black African American because you got some white ones too. But however, the atrocities was done to us for 404 years. You married us. It's time for a divorce. And one, we got shiploads and shiploads of evidence. So we get what do we get when we win a family law and a divorce? We get half your money. We get half your land. We get alimony, and we got child support for life. Because you convicted the hate crime, you convicted of all the hate crimes against us. And when you gave the one who shot the one in Buffalo to kill people, 10 people, you gave him a deal for a triple life sentence. No, you got an eternity life sentence paying us.
My mama.
If it was up to me, we are trying to electrocute everybody sitting in that hot seat, Obama, Biden, Kamala, all of them who sat in that hot seat for 160 years. You need the death penalty. Because you won't give us jack.
I got him.
Now we about to take it on the Article 5 Convention. That's what the 1619 Reparations Party is pushing. This is for our self-alliance to our own self, self-government. This is our own self, as far as us to pull up our bootstraps. No, our bootstraps is pulled up. Now we put 10 tons on the ground. We don't need our own. We need our own society. Our own society like the Native Americans. Our own sovereignty. We need that. Because we don't want to live by y'all no more. We don't want you to dictate the governors no more. We don't want no government. This is to give us our own government. So Black Power, please listen, Black people. Vote for nobody. I don't give a damn if they black, half black, 162nd black. If they Democrat or Republican, they whack. Because they ain't never, ever, ever, and never, ever going to give us jack. So this is what our movement is, and it's so powerful, Black people, that we have to wake up and stay woke once you wake. Well, you ain't on this program unless you're looking for some wakeness, because we don't do nothing here but preach the truth. I give up homage to, like you said before, the ones that they put in the thing. No. You gave me that information, I think, about 2 months ago. We got real history on this channel.
Go ahead.
So everybody listen up. It's us for us to get our own crap together. Taking them out to prisons. We need our prisons of war, our prisons of the drug war, our prisons of everything that we stand for. We need to release them because that's what they're doing right now. They're genociding us in these prisons. They're genociding us in the medical field. They're genociding us in schools. They're genociding us with the wealth gap. I yield black.
Black power. And we're gonna go right down the line with that point. We're bringing our brother live. Brother Abdullah is behind the wall on Rikers Island. And we're holding the line for the prisoners. We're holding the line for the hood, holding the line for reparations. And you better hold that goddamn boat and stop opening your draw legs for anybody to come down like a whole Biden. Let whole Biden give his vote. You ain't got a vote like that. Talk black.
That's right.
Talk talk to our National Minister of Justice, Abdullah. He's on right now. Black
what up, Shoot Bay? How y'all doing?
Right.
This your National Assistant Field Marshal and your National Assistant Minister of Justice. Black Power, comrades. How y'all
black
doing?
Black Power.
Happy so-called Emancipation Day. What up, Shoot Bay? Let me get something. How you doing, sister?
All right. I'm black.
M.O.J.,
and I'm black.
What's rocking, baby? How you
what's
doing,
up?
Y'all? Proud listen up.
To
we
got to
stop playing. Look, we got to understand the word emancipation, okay? That word don't mean free from one. It don't mean free. True liberation is getting your own land, being sovereign. I want all that shit. I don't want no one land. I don't want a block. I want the whole shit. You give us, we don't want them to give it. Because anybody who gives it, you can take it from you. Anybody who gives you freedom can take it. You got to, you know what, you know, like Haiti did, Toussaint, and Jacques Dessalines. You got a bullet guy who could get you. All right? We can't do that. Reparation don't mean shit. We got to repair that damage.
That
is what we need. Sovereign land. Feel me?
That's right. Give us
we
the
need
land.
Land. We need what we need. To emancipation
land,
don't mean
land.
Land. Once we got land, we can do what we do. We build our own government. We can build a nation within a nation without depending on the nation that sent about us and for us. Look, they integrated us, right? Okay. It's not equal. Integrate don't mean equal. It just means what it is. Shit. That's what it is. Shit. Excuse my language. But, you know, I know it's a family show, but we're talking truth. Let's get the mess. Fuck that. We don't vote for shit until we get the right shit. That's it. You don't give a shit, we ain't giving you no vote. Fuck your votes. Your vote don't mean shit to me. And I want to announce the 50th anniversary of hip-hop about to come up, September 15th. Let's see if we get the We the People singing in there. Akbar and them, let's put them in there. We the People. Let's get that in there. Yankee Stadium, September 15th, the anniversary of 50th hip-hop. Let's get Akbar in there. We're going to have the national chair sing. We the People, Black Power. We the People with the cups of Dr. Collins. We the People, remember?
Remember.
Hello? You hear me?
We heard.
We've neglected you.
I heard
so
you.
Far
right.
To,
we gonna, we try to get, let's get, let's
I'm
get,
I'm gonna
find
put a name in there for you, Abdullah. I'm gonna put the name of Commander Black in the circle, in the prayer circle,
right,
and
let's
the
honor Commander
to
Black.
The camera
yeah.
of Commander Black. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Sir, Black Powder Commander Black, and he was a great commander. I don't know if I met him or not, but may Black Power, may family of Commander Black be all right. My condolences to him, Black Power.
Power.
And how you, I don't want to talk about this. When our paper coming out? I'm sorry to put it in there.
Black Power, Black Power.
Somebody give me some news on that paper. Don't mute me.
As
I want to know about that newspaper of ours. We need that paper.
Be encouraged. No matter what's going on, and the paper will be in your hands soon. We have the Black Power magazine that's looking beautiful.
Right.
We got our text. We got our website up. Y'all can donate at the website at theblackpantherparty.com, and
all
you
right.
can donate at $77 Bakers. Now, I'm going to wake
we
it on up and Queen Mother.
Wait, hold up. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Wait a minute. The National Minister of Defense is talking. Hold on. Assistant talking. Where's Black Lightning at? He there? Lightning, where you at?
He's coming. He's on the way. Black
where's
Lightning
Field Marshal's department? Kudan. Kudan, Black Power to you, Field Marshal, if you're hearing. We love
just
you, Kudai. I love you. Brother, you're a good comrade.
I'm hoping they can
right?
hear you.
Right,
okay, we got
open,
the Queen
thing,
Mother.
I want to open up a new department for us called the Chief, the National Chief of Investigation. We'll talk more about that another time. I'm not in the right place to talk more about that, all right?
All right, beloved. Well, thank you for putting your contribution in tonight. Brother Abdullah, straight from Rikers Island. Nothing is Memorex here at Black Power Radio. We are actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Habari
Ghani. Thank you.
Black Power.
Habari Ghani and Harambe. Let us all pull together. Tawhid, Umoja, and Harambe, Habari Ghani, Black Power, Black Power, and a strong
Black
Power shirt. The
Black
Out Call with the Queen Mother coming live in Spartanburg,
Queen
South Carolina.
Mother was right,
and she's running. She's on the rumble. She's in the middle. Huh? She's right in the middle of the
room. I love
Queen
Mother.
Black
beautiful.
Power. Black Power. She ain't
Black
never
Black Queen Mother.
Never
about it, Queen Mother.
She's straight at it. She's straight on the mission. Queen Mother, welcome to Black Power Radio, Queen Mother Beverly. Thank you for joining us tonight because you're live on Black Power Radio. My, my.
Black Power, peace and blessings. Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Happy Juneteenth. Peace and blessings, Queen Mother. And the hails, my, my.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Happy
Juneteenth.
Them young folks don't know nothing.
All right, back up.
They don't know shit. Somebody
nope, they don't know nothing about that.
Let me shut up.
Well, be some blessings to y'all, and I hope y'all had a wonderful Father's Day to the gentlemen, to the black
thank
men
you
on the line, grandfathers and all that, uncle, cousins, nephews. I got a phone call today, and I'm kind of happy about it. Optimistic is my word for the day. That's a good word to choose and look into and live. Lawyer called me today and told me that they gave papers to now Spartanburg Detention Center. They have their own lawyers, and my lawyer serves the detention center specifically. Solely the detention center, and they have 30 days, which they served them last Wednesday. So they have 30 days from the 16th, I mean the 14th. So they have to the 14th of July to answer and, you know, reply. And then the next step, you know, we go forth from there. So that's some good
right
news.
On, right on.
Yeah, that's some good news. So I like to share. I like to share that with my people, my family on the Black Power Radio, my black family, my extended family. I just came from the movie seeing Transformers with me and my youngest daughter, Andrea. Then we went to Broncos, and we ate. Now I'm back home getting ready to sit, relax, and chillax. I had a long day. But that's some good news we have. At least I got some updates. Because yesterday I told you I didn't have no updates. It was a standstill. See how God worked? He brought some light into the darkness within 24 hours of last night. I didn't have no updates. Today I had one. So I'm thankful and grateful for that. And as far as reparations, the land is what we need. I mean, God supply all our needs. He feed the sparrows.
Right on.
So we don't have to worry about all that, you know what I mean? But we need to live.
That part.
Eat, you know what I mean? So I just keep it pushing. Keep it pushing because in my gut and my soul and my spirit and my faith, we're going to get it. You know, you just got to hold on. Keep one foot in front of them and just reach for the goal, and we're going to succeed. Mm-hmm. When I say we, that's all of us. We're going to get what our due is because we way overdue. It's going to come. It's going to come. And with that, I yield back, and I just want everybody to stay prayerful and pray for each other and love one another.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Black Power.
Wow.
Hey, mama in the house. Thank you.
And they did not have no Black Lightning Action last night. They did not have no county council meeting last today. It's next week because it's Juneteenth. All the federal buildings, it's a federal holiday, so it was closed. Y'all there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
We're here. You hear me?
I got some voice. I like a Brad Pitt smoke guy. And I ain't hear nobody.
We just listen
we
to you. We listen to you, Queen. You got the flow, Queen. You got the flow.
Yeah. Divided attention. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And that's all I got to
love
say. That was the update. I didn't have one yesterday. As I said, I had one today, so I had to come on. Share that with my comrades, my people, my folks, my family.
Yes, ma'am.
And I yield
thank
back.
You. All right. All right. We're going to stay tuned for the next county council meeting. even though it won't make much of a difference, but we have to keep the ball rolling. So thank you so much, Queen Mother Reese, advocating for our families in Spartanburg and South Carolina as a whole. So proud of you. All right, so we want to get back to the topic at hand. The Biden administration done did it again. They already told us before, way before he was in office, what he felt about reparations. Just a little tidbit. They didn't say per se until they said now. But last week, just before Juneteenth today, was a White House press conference. And we're going to play, if there's no more of our callers I want to share on the line, we're going to get right to it. Amazing Lucas has been a brilliant, and please check out his YouTube channel. He's been around for a number of years. Very intelligent brother, and always talking about politics in a way where anyone can understand. So we really do appreciate his coverage on it. So without further ado, let's listen in.
And she was asked a question, a very poignant question, by April Ryan in regards to reparations.
Before I continue, now the reporter that we're going to hear, her name is April Ryan. She's always been talking about or addressing the Biden administration when it comes to black affairs. So this reparations question was a perfect nail on the head.
And she was asked a question, a very poignant question, by April Ryan in regards to reparations. You know, coming off of the evening of Juneteenth, what does the White House believe in regards to reparations?
I mean, this White House is recognizing that. With that said, the issue of reparations continues to be something that's being parsed out on the other side of the Atlantic. And with that said, John Conn is starting with resolution to push forward or reparations. This is what House believes when it comes to this controversial issue of apparel alone to the students applicants and
I want people to understand this is an example of what this administration views black people. They are so disrespectful to the people that put them in office. That's what this is. This is nothing but disrespect, nothing. Plain and simple, I have seen every single day they cutting a check for Ukraine. They cutting a check for Israel. They cutting a check for everyone and anyone. What are we talking about, all right? What are we talking about? And this goes to show the lack of respect they have for us. Now, the reason why is because we haven't demanded anything.
Did you hear that, family? I mean, we're going to have to say it over and over again. Until we demand and put consequences on the table, they will continue to play with us.
They are, at this point, the Democrats are expecting the vote. Okay, they're like, they're already up to vote for us. We're not even gonna talk to you. We already know what you all gonna vote for. Listen, I'm not saying vote Republican. I'm sure as hell not saying vote Republican. The Republicans, they don't do a damn. They don't give a damn about black people. If y'all vote for Republican, they like, cool. They don't care. Now, if you want to abstain from voting, be my guest. Because one thing we need to make sure that they know is that we are not to be messed around with. That they need to make sure they understand, this administration understands, that the reason that you will not be getting my vote is due to this cause right here. Because you have to treat them like a dog. That's how you have to treat this Biden administration, because a man's probably halfway gone anyway. So you have to treat them like a dog. You know, like a dog, because a dog, you can't just punish a dog. The dog must know why it's getting punished. If you just punish a dog, the dog's going to be confused. And this man is already confused. So we need a clear message. Hey, moving forward up the next election, let them know right now so they can put their cards on the table. Let them know. It's the same thing like a child. You let them know. If you do this, you will be punished. Now, the choice is yours. You can go ahead and do that and get punished, or you can go ahead and be smart and and not be punished. And that's what they need to understand right now, that, hey, if you want to play games when it comes to reparations, and they're already playing games, this is the crazy part, they're playing games when they build to study. Let's remind you where we are right now in this conversation. They play games when they build to study, right? That's what they do.
Yep, that's what H.R. 40 is. That's what AB 3120 was. Specifically, since 2021, they have started this California Task Force hearing with members that are already part of the establishment. So now that we're rearing toward the end of this fiasco, so June 29th, whatever they plan on doing will not make a difference on what's needed to be done. So I want to make it very clear, family, you must, if you are a descendant of slaves, and you're hearing me, you must start the process of researching your family lineage. There is absolutely no way that we're going to ask for anything and don't have the proper paperwork in tow. This is where we got to put it together. So one of the things that I want to discuss primarily is, while we are waiting for reparations, that you do your due diligence in finding out what your lineage is. You find out where your family was a slave from, what area were they slaves from, as well as a one page on who, what, when, where, and why. Some families may be able to trace back on the census. Some families may not have complete records. Many of us who were descendants of slaves have been, our records have been destroyed, but there still is a way for you to trace back the area, your family lineage, and the fact that you qualify for reparations. Now, what we're requesting is $5 million per descendant of slaves. Now, they came up with 1.2, which is fine, but the minimum that we request is $5 million. That's just a start. It should be recurring payments, but $5 million to at least start off with your lineage, with repairing. You could purchase a nice piece of land with $5 million. You could invest very well with $5 million. So that's a great starting point to at least to start repairing the damage. That's the monetary value. So despite what the media may tell you, family, it could tell you 1.2, it could tell you this, but $5 million is the starting point. If you can mute your line. Now let's listen to the actual answer, because we did not play the answer that Karen Jean-Pierre played. So listen to this.
The situation, the actions that made Juneteenth the holiday.
So, as you mentioned, Juneteenth, there was a concert here yesterday, and we saw how powerful and how moved the president was.
I got to repeat this. Can everyone hear this woman talking? I just need to hear Black Power right now, because we're going to repeat and cut up exactly what this White House press secretary has said. Are you there, National Chairman? We're going to need to hear some life back right now. Okay, thank you very much. Now let me repeat that. I hear you. I hear you.
Mentioned Juneteenth, there was a concert here yesterday, and we saw how powerful and how moved the president was.
How powerful and how moved the president was based on a jazz concert they had concerning reparations. I don't know what it is about jazz, but for some reason, family, same thing with Cornel West, they keep referring to jazz as some sort of reparations for Black folks, as if jazz is our end-all, that be-all. So just keep game now.
By the concert and by kind of the story that was laid out in the concert about Juneteenth and how important that moment was, Opal, as you know, was here, and it's always moving to hear her and to see her. And as you know, the president signed Juneteenth to be the most recent holiday about 2 years ago.
Well, let's pause right there. Now, she said Opal was here. You know who Opal is? Opal Tometi, one of the founders, the three lesbian founders of Black Lives Matter. So you see, they like to use their certain coon stars in bringing forth the black dialogue. Sounds great. But what have Black Lives Matter created as far as legislation? Did they put a bill on to protect our black bodies as they should have with their $100 million donation? Oh, no, family. They sure didn't. They bought themselves some homes. So Opal Simetti, as her Karen Jean-Pierre is referring to, is no superstar. Again, she's a blackface playing on our struggles for finances.
And I think that shows from that action. The most recent holiday about 2 years ago. So I think that shows from that action, how important the president thinks this moment is, how important he thinks that it is important to continue to lift up the African American community and continue to do so.
Lift us up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Call me crazy. But I vaguely remember Trump talking about making Juneteenth a holiday. Now, let me get this straight. The reason for me voting for you is because of what? You not giving me anything that the other person wasn't going to get me. What's your reason for me voting for you? Huh? Did someone make it make sense? I can't make any sense out of this. This is some nonsense. Imagine as far as someone talking to you about reparations and you bring up the president named Juneteenth a holiday. Bruh. Ooh, this level of disrespect, I'm sorry. I don't see any other group getting it. And this is why I say, you all need to look at that video that I put out when it came to black people. We have 5 years. Naturally, April got a follower because she understands what she gave her was nothing. It was a nothing burger, okay? Absolute dribble. And she follows up, well, what is the president, what's the administration going to do after the study, okay? What is going to happen after the study? Is there going to be a payout? Are you going to show me the money? All right, show me the money.
Show me the money. Oh, we're going to pause right there. We got a lot more to cover on this one. We got one more video clip for you to hear. But I want to stop right there. Let's have a discussion, family. Juneteenth made into a holiday. We already discussed how non-factorish this move was made. So I want to hear from our black family. What do you think Juneteenth made into a holiday has accomplished for us in the black struggle? Open mic.
Nothing.
Let's go, family.
Zero. Free. Hey, Juneteenth supposed to be about freedom. We ain't free.
Mm-hmm.
From 1865 to 1863 to 1865, we ain't free. Juneteenth supposed to be freedom. Basically, they got to
free.
Know, like a year and a half, almost two years later on freedom, and now we looking 160 years later, we still ain't free. And the thing what's the status of Juneteenth? Juneteenth right now, this should be our Black History Month, anything in June. I mean, we should take away February and have, matter of fact, not even that. Have Juneteenth is a facade. We need a reparations camp. You feel me? One of these months.
Yes.
You feel me? But
I want to piggyback, double R. I want to piggyback on what you just said, because that's a very important point that we're actually going to discuss later on in the show, in our last hour. Juneteenth should be the month of June for us. But guess what month it is? Can anyone guess? If you haven't heard for the first 19 days.
LGBTQDCDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDD
it is Pride Month, but they did that strategically. So that's why I wanted for you to reiterate on that, Comrade Double O. Juneteenth was hijacked by the LGBT movement. Now, you could be gay all day if you want. That's your business. But if we, as such a significant part of history that has become, so far we're still not free technically, but if the symbolism of us as chattel slaves suddenly so-called what they say we turned into citizens all of a sudden, June 19th, 1865, which we know that ain't true, then the month of June should be for us. So I'm going to tell you what, let's start a campaign. And double R, comma, double R, this is what I want us to start. The month of February, they can actually have that. We're going to do an exchange. So if any of our Pride allies out there, you can keep the month of February for 28 days, and we're going to take back the month of June as it should be. Black power.
But not only that, they're trying to get June, July, and August. You feel me?
They just don't want June.
Matter of fact, they want 12 months. They want January to December. And they nipping their way. They nipping their way. They nipping it because who's sitting in them seats? The LGBTQAB all the way to Z.
Some of our heroes
to stop in on Florida and make sure they see some black history up in there. And there's parts of Oklahoma and Texas that you got to pipe the sunshine into Arkansas, Louisiana, and those spots. But we, somebody's got to do the work. It's a necessity. If you're going to live on this land, you got to pump some sunshine into the man, woman, and child of Louisiana, Texas. And just like they brought the emancipation and brought those words back that we is all free, meaning freedom, full and complete freedom. We're talking liberation, full and complete. And again, that word emancipation, we want full and complete emancipation from all forms of enslavement. In fact, that's what I was born for. I was born to bring we the people away from every form of enslavement in the colonized world.
That's right.
Black power. Because I am a black revolutionary, and we are what? Black revolutionaries.
Black revolutionaries.
Complete and constructive change at this hour. Black power.
Black power. So, Comrade Double R, you want to finish your statement before we go right back into our commentary?
Oh, Honorable hit that right on the head. I finished that. Hey, it is what it is. Like I said, this month should be our Black History Month, but it should be a reparations month. You feel me? Juneteenth was the false freedom. We're not free.
If you want to put a couple out of the queue, we got something over here. Some gold mines.
Yeah, let's check
silver.
A couple of our listening audience.
Let's see if we can get a couple out of our vast listening and our vast participating audience. As always, we have a great crew, and they ain't waiting on you. They say they're mad as when they see you ride by, and they're mad as fuck. I think I know why. Because the player haters, and they're mad as fuck when they see you ride by. Rest of a window shoppers. So let's see if we can get some more of these guys in tonight and just talk with them. And we can talk black with them. That's right. Just like the police say, what the police say, they'll be watching you. That's
you
right.
He
said, baby, can't you see?
He's singing show to you, y'all. Power to the people.
He said, and we don't belong to me. Oh, bye. They'll be watching your ways. Every move you make, every breath you take, you know, they'll be watching you. That's right. They study you like under the microscope all the time, believe what I tell you. Okay, let's go up and pick up 301. We got a dynamite black lightning up there.
He's been waiting in the wings.
We're going to bring him in here. How do we study these administrations? You can see he's blazing
coming
tonight. He's in rare form, so y'all duck out of the air. You got
I knew you were coming
Black
this way.
Black lightning is landing.
I heard the train whistle going off. And I said, wait a minute, hold on. This train ain't usually scheduled at this time because this is a Black Power Radio time, so it's got to be the Black Power Radio station coming down the track. You know what
Black
I mean?
Power.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hope I can stay on track, man. I got a couple of points of interest in the spirit of Eric Mays. He one of my heroes, brother Eric Mays, councilman. He don't be taking no nonsense. Eric Mays be shutting them down. He kind of reminds me of myself at times. like things just got to be perfect sometimes. So we don't want any increments to go off the track at any given time. So here's what I got to say. Black power. First of all, I am a black revolutionary, and I'm not a happy slave. And I'm also your revolutionary voice of the people, Black Lightning. Yes.
In the house.
And don't forget, in the house, in his house. and salute to all my brothers and sisters out there so I won't forget. The blood of my blood and the bone of my bones out there. Black power to all the Nat Turners, Harry Tuffins.
Forget to mention Commander Black.
Well, I'm going to get to Commander Black. I ain't left him out, not one bit. Salute, rest in power, my mentor, Commander Black. I just don't want to get stuck on him real quick because I want to get on this other thing real quick because I can be on Commander Black for hours. That was my brother, my mentor, and it was almost like, you know, like when a loved one or a brother or somebody like that gone to the other side, you don't even know, but you kind of feel it, you know? So I've been calling him lately. He ain't getting no answer. So I was hoping that he was out of the hospital. But let me jump straight Black on the cars, because I know what Black would say, and this is what made me get on the cars today. Black would say, stay dangerous and keep it on the cars, you know? Keep it on the cars. So you know what you came here for, you know what I mean? Say, I trained you up to be that National Minister of Defense. So in defense of the Black nation, I just got to say that be careful out there when we are doing our, how can I put it, reparation search. For our family, the best way to do it, I found, is through your family. Your family tree will tell you who the grandmama was and who the great-grandmama was all the way back to my, I guess, I don't know, I just have to count it like this. Philip was a slave, and he had 10 kids. One of them was Archie, and he had about 10 kids. One of them was Albert, and he had about 10 kids. And one of them was Smitty, and he had me, and I had mine. So we got our family tree written down and documented, you know. So a lot of people should do it that way if they can't, because I was gonna do a segue off of that and go to. Okay, I'll be real quick. Split cell research. That's split cell research technology, you know. It's like they can take your DNA and perhaps clone somebody else that look like you, talk like you, but just don't think like you. You know what I mean? The one that'll look just like you, but when you look at him and you say, I am, he's not going to hit you back with a black revolutionary, and I'm not a happy slave. He's not going to hit you back with that last part for sure. So I wanted to go from that. Black power, a point of interest on our Juneteenth. Juneteenth, where we got the Emancipation Proclamation written down by Abraham Lincoln. It was vetoed by, you guessed it, Sir Vito himself, old wooden tooth, I got a brain for it. Andrew Johnson. A lot of people know about Andrew Jackson. Andrew Johnson, he was Sir Vito. So he vetoed everything that Lincoln tried to write down for us. So he made it so that you had to wait 2 or 3 years after that, because you have to have reached your 18th. Or something like that, 18th birthday, or maybe it might have been 21st, because, you know, they try to hold on to us as long as possible. But I'm sure we get somebody out there can do the research. It's either 18 or 21. They held on to us to a certain date, a certain birthday. And by the time we reached that age, then they released us, you know. So that 1865 didn't really come around in 1865 or some, you know. So I say salute to those that, and this is another point, last point of interest, I don't want to leave this out. This is a salute to the sisters like Sister Truth Bay and all the other warrior women out here on the line. It would appear to me that if we wanted to go out here and tell them reparations or else, I think it would take us a lot more serious if the sisters were holding those machine guns than the brothers. Now, when the sisters get to banging on y'all, don't think that the brothers ain't coming behind them. Now, don't think for one minute that the real brothers like myself go let them sisters outdo us. I'm like, oh, hell no. I can get one in each hand and pop-pop that way and pop-pop that way. I'll be double-tapping on their asses to the left and the goddamn right, doing like the goddamn John Wick thing, you know. So what I'm saying is America better get their shit together and give us the fuck we asking for before it come down to that, come down to taking our shit. And that's really what they want. That was the last segue, point of information. In the spirit of Eric Mays, point of information. They want us to go off. They want to deny us our civil rights, our human rights, and every right they can think of to go left. Bars on that. They want us to go left. They don't want us to go right because, see, once we go left, they ain't no coming back, and they know that. So they just rolling the dice to see how well it'll come out for them. They think martial law will work out for them. But as they seen them, how the white folks, what they did was they went from, I ain't talking about at the Capitol, because that was some bullshit ploy. And, you know, they just say, hey, let's just open up the doors and make it look easy. So when the black folks tried, we can just shoot them down. But one thing that the white folks did do, they went from state house to courthouse to courthouse to courthouse, and all at the same damn time. So what I'm suggesting is we're having a reparations march October 16th through 21st. Everybody that can make it to Washington, D.C., flood the streets. We're going to have tents built up for the college students and those people that are willing to stay out for a night. And then we're going to give that over to the homeless later. But here's my point. Some people might not be able to make it to Washington, D.C. for that event. Let's do like the white folks did. Let's go to each state house. If you can't make it to Washington, D.C. on October 16th through October 21st, reparations rally in your state, at your state house, at your courthouse. And flood the streets with the red, black, and green all over the nation. So they know that one little National Guard ain't going to do it for you because we're going to blitzkrieg this shit. You know, I've been studying General Rommel from the German tank corps. He had the blitzkrieg, which means he'll have all his tanks split up and go in different directions and attack your ass all at one goddamn time. So we ain't saying let's attack. What we're saying is let them know that we are here and ready on a moment's notice. You might be able to stop us with the gas from getting from coast to coast. That might stop us, but guess what? You're not going to stop us from catching the bus downtown in our own damn neighborhoods. You're not going to stop us from walking downtown. You're not going to stop us from ride sharing downtown. You're not going to stop us. Ain't no stopping us now. Black power. And let me leave it on Black this power. Because I would be remiss if I didn't say all of the money that we get on Black Power Radio goes towards helping our people. It goes right black into the people. So don't think that y'all money is just going in somebody's pocket because ain't nobody riding around in the Lamborghinis. And we're not even flying Lizjets. Hell, we're not even flying the regular jets. We're not flying TWA. We need the money to do all that. So hit us up let me calm down, say it nice and easy. For everybody, get your pencils and the pens ready or type it into your phone on, the Cash App, $77Bakers. But I want to also put out there that we do have a few TikToks out and a few YouTubes out. And we have newblackpantherparty.com where you all can help the movement. But in the meantime, let's go with what we know, which is, let me put this in there too. $77Baker, and put your email on there and tell us if you're trying to recruit. If you're trying to recruit, just put your email on there and we'll hit you black. No joke, we'll hit you black.
Don't forget the website. Website
9
is right behind you.
Okay,
website
Jack
Power. Guy's coming right
behind
you. Black Power.
Okay, I'm black. I'm black powered out. Black Power, everybody.
We'll bring our man live who's politically astute, technically aware, and a man at strong leadership in the city of Baltimore and just doing everything necessary to build a black nation and to build the troops and those that are looking for young people to stand up and be counted. I want to welcome Chairman Will out of Baltimore, Maryland, and he is responsible for everything between Atlanta and New York. This is my man, my point guard right here. Bring them down in the low, coming off the glass. And you just get a pistol. He's going to shoot that three in your face. This is our man, Chairman Willie. He's an awesome kind of guy. We love him much here at Black Power Radio. Thanks for joining us. For the Chairman Will, thank you, and Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, thank you. I appreciate this.
Black Power.
Wonderful, wonderful word. I appreciate it. It's great. It's great to hear some encouragement, from people that you look up to and your elders and whoever else that, inspire you to do great things.
Yes,
this keeps you going, keep motivated. Okay, I'm going to start off with what's going on out here in Baltimore. I mean, it just keeps getting worse. It's everywhere. I can say the same for every single city. I mean, you can even go on YouTube and you can look at how poor counties and cities. Like, you can look at Mississippi, anywhere in Alabama where black people used to be, and where for some reason why we migrated, obviously to the north and, well, quote unquote the north, things are just worse. This is worse up here. It's just that the north will rather give white folks jobs than give us jobs. But that's our main problem everywhere. We need jobs to make people want to get up and do something, to change their life. And I'm 23. I'm worried about my future. I'm worried about my future. And this administration. And for my kids' future, I'm worried. The agendas that they putting forth, and then it seemed like, I can't say that we can't get together, because we do get together for things. It's just when it comes to something serious, we don't want to get together for some reason. Or unless our backs are completely against the wall, that's when we want to, when it's blatant in everybody's face, even for the people that, that love to be around white folks. Once, white folks actually show their color to them, then they want to align back with being black. And it's the way things are looking right now as far as identities, this administration. Hopefully nobody is voting for Biden back in office, but he may get it. Since he's getting all the immigrants in, he may get it. He's going to get them to vote. They don't need our vote. Well, they do need our vote, but since our vote is so split it up between Democrat and Republican, and I don't know what the hell we're going to do. Because either side, we don't need. The only problem is, for either side, we need to demand things, including reparations. And we gave Biden
that's
his
right.
That's his ass is done. We're done with him. Purposely made Juneteenth, a federal holiday. Now it's totally repurposed. And damn near even white folks can celebrate it. white folks is happy that day off today when it's supposed to be for us.
But, that's right. Even when they try to say that they care about reparations, this national holiday gives the oppressor a day off to kick their feet up on our back continuously. So it don't mean nothing on me. Commercialized.
Exactly.
That's right.
And then also, since we're fighting for reparations, since I believe it's so split up, some people want this amount, some people
Comrade Will, you still with us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought they gonna snatch you. Okay. Oh, not I will. Go ahead, brother.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know,
you know how the modern administration do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, since we're so split, and I believe in my people so much that sometimes I could possibly be delusional. But I know we can do it. I don't know what movement we need next, but we need to get it going and have these people that's in the administration, they need to be held accountable. The city, state, county, all of them.
All
right. Exactly,
every single one. From the roof.
Every single one.
That's right.
Every single one.
That part.
Yeah, we need to hold them accountable, and we're not. That's the same reason why my first time voting, oh, yeah, I was 18. In the first, unfortunately, at 18, I was not politically inclined. And I didn't hear about that, Joe Biden, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Because I'm not going to lie, I was ignorant and I wasn't politically educated at the time. And I ended up voting
for
him. And
we forgive you. We forgive you.
Then, since we're black people, you know, we're like blind Democrats for some reason.
That's right.
Honest. Anything we do,
both
we
blue?
Just vote Democrats.
Vote blue, no matter who.
Unless we feel like going to be a Republican, we feel like, you know, we want to align with Republicans for some reason. I don't know why, because either side ain't doing us no good, but it seems like Democrats is the one that appears to be doing something for you. But obviously they're not. They're doing it for, you know, gays, now Ukrainians, whatever other immigrants, and they're not letting other black immigrants across, but they're letting white immigrants across. And then they're giving them all the money, and they ain't giving us no money, no reparations.
None. They're giving us nothing but a donut.
And then, I mean, of course, I hope we get it. We just need to put our foot on their neck. Hopefully, you know, we don't, you know, other black folks don't argue when we go into these hearings and, you know, have everything divided and making us look bad, because now it just looks like we just out for money. We really just want our community to look better. We want our own community. We want to be thriving out here. That's what I want to see when I'm driving in the neighborhood. I want to see a thriving black community like we used to. But
and that's not too far away. It's gonna be sooner than we think. Right on.
Nah, I can't wait to see it because you know, as you know, our elders and everybody that's 40 plus and up, you know, as y'all get older, I know y'all want to see it too. I know y'all want to see it. And I
absolutely
definitely want
right.
to see it. I want to see it for my kids, for their future.
That's right. We have Bishop Williams, who's 88 mm-hmm. years old. God bless him. He definitely is going to make sure that he
still
sees
going.
It. That's right. We make sure that he'll see it. Our elders have been fighting for 50 plus years the right way. We ain't talking about a John Conyers move or H.R. 40 study. We're talking about those boots on the ground who want to see us get paid and get our land back. That's we finna change that before 2024. Right on.
Yep. Yes, and the thing I hate to see about black folks is that for some reason we the only ones that get historical amnesia. And then they try to put that on us. If you do a crime, they're going to look at your crime history. If something happened medically, they're going to look at your medical history. But when it comes to us looking at our history and saying, hold on, everything that y'all did to us, we shouldn't be aligned with y'all. Now it's all of a sudden, no, we can't do that. We got to protect white children. Like, get the hell up out of here.
Right on.
So,
well, we just got to keep on keeping on and be firm with this legislation. That's why on June 29th in Sacramento will be the first of many public messages that we give. But our main goal is Washington, D.C., October 16th. No reparation, no vote. That's just how it's going to be. Power to the people.
Power to the people. And I guess if we got Cornel West coming in there, he could be the one to do it. But
exchange. Sorry, I didn't mute myself. I'm talking to my parents. Power to the people. Right back in.
Well, I just wanted to say two last things. If you know we got the right politician in there, if he don't got to be the right one, but he gives us, you know, what we need and asking for to hold him accountable and by old black his word, that'll be good for us in our future, sending reparations and what black folks need, including the, you know, anti-black crime bill and whatever little executive orders and whoever comes in the office next. We need that. We're getting killed left and right, like it's going out of style.
Give us that bill.
Also,
cut the check.
And also, I think, white folks forget, including with that, white folks forget that, you know, they took, well, obviously in the past, yes, they took all the jobs and moved up to the north. They had us migrate. They had us poor. And and that's why the South, Mississippi, and Alabama look as bad as they do. They look real abandoned down there because we had to migrate, you know, to feed our families. And then also, not only that, you had the Klan, Red Shirts, the White League. You had all of them. Whatever other white supremacist groups got us off the land. If you don't get off the land by, 2 o'clock, you know, we gonna kill you and hang your whole family. So guess what we got to do? We got to leave. Or we fight.
Right. Well, we're going to push this legislation. We're going to have demands on the table. I believe in my people. This year, there are too many of us that have been woken up this year where we haven't been before. So I got a good feeling that this message is going to be clear by November 2024. That's what I believe.
Yes, ma'am.
No reparations, no vote.
And that's all I need to say. Thanks for letting me speak. Black power, you're black and white.
Okay, that's black power. Black power. Chairman Will, I don't know if you want to put agenda item forward now.
Black power.
Dr. Soup, we got a couple in the audience. How you look? Let's see. We got
Let's take a few more of our calls.
Let me get a few more of these black power calls. Like 559 has been there forever and a day. 559 at 709. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. 559. Come alive. 559, you're live. You're on Black Power Radio. Come on in. Is he in the house? We got some 301 if he's not there. Hunter, beware. Here we are. I've got two. I've got a 5'10", a 3'10". I don't know which one I'm going to take first. We're going to try because 5'10 was in first. Let's try 5'10". 5'10", 314. 5'10", 314. You're live on Black Power Radio with Dr. Truth Bay. And we're studying these administrations to see how to live in America. What must we do at 5'10", 314? And you can talk black to us. Are you there with us? 5'10", 314. We can hear you loud and clear. Come on in here and tell us your name. The campfire is rolling and the water is just fine. Come on in here. Black Power.
Hey, my name is Ann Davis. I'm time to vote for us. So my whole thing is attention red and blue. Our black vote is for sale. I don't give a damn where it comes from, and we shouldn't either. Neither side has never cared for us. I'm tired of our people suffering across America. It's time to unite into one power force.
This is the real deal. The rubber meets the road.
I'm gonna keep repeating myself that we need to start at the top. We need to start at the top. We need to start at the top. I'm gonna keep saying it. We don't need to go make these baby steps with the local governments and the local states. We need to stop at the. We need to start at the top to the federal government. We need to put pressure on the federal government, and the time is now. They cracked the door open for reparations. It's not time for us to kick that motherfucker open.
We've been pressing to clean houses, Dan. From over here, we're pressing to clean houses. These Memphis
feeling?
Police chief woman, we ran out of Durham. We ran into her in Durham. They had hung a black man. They had hung him.
Yeah.
In Durham, North Carolina, she was the police chief, and she stumbled and fumbled so bad. I wanted to run up there and sister, anything I could do to help you explain this thing to make it right. You know, I felt so ashamed of my black over Durham.
When I look up again, she
in Memphis now. Listen,
wait,
to
can
me
y'all
down.
Mute your mic? I can't hear. Listen, I can't mute your
okay,
mic, y'all.
Listen. The lady that was over there in Memphis with the guns her saying her right hand that killed a young man. Somebody got to give me a name and help me out a little bit here tonight. Because I just came off the road, so my mind ain't what it used to be. But I do remember clearly that that's the same chief woman, black woman chief of police, that was in Durham hanging around a black hanging where they hung a black man in North Carolina, in Durham, North Carolina. And the Panthers went in there and buck wild. And we went to the city council level and managed some things down there. Got the keys to the city. We were in there so hard in Durham. And I'm here to tell you, when she surfaces again, this woman is the police chief and said, this is my right-hand squad that just restrained a man to death in Memphis, am I right or wrong? And got the cheer squad from the Alpha, Beta, Alpha, to Alpha. One of them Greek letters is where that squad is from. But these are choice hand-picked black men. That's a goddamn killer squad. And ain't nobody going to clean. That's my point, Sister Ann. Ain't nobody demand to clean house. Terrible things have been done to us. But there's some more terrible things that continue to be done to us at this hour for black power. Black power?
Black power. I want to say something else. So, Dr. Bay, I talked to you today about San Francisco Black Wall Street.
Patrice Adams is who you're talking about.
Who?
Chief Adams, is that her? Go ahead. Yeah, you can continue.
Was that Patrice
Adams?
She's a black
man. A black
that's
woman
right,
that went
right.
all the way up to chief in two major black cities. Two major black cities. And she said, that's my killer squad. I just left her hanging, and she couldn't. And see, apparently she's somewhat educated, could not talk her way out of a wet pissy boot and couldn't even explain her way out of a wet paper bag. I'm here to tell y'all this is the update on who we are socially, politically, and on these administrations, Black Power.
Right on. So that San Francisco National Black Wall Street, you mentioned since that name has to carry very heavy. They got to be in the forefront when it comes to black wealth. So we definitely need to have comrades like that online, at the table.
No, but it's a problem. Let me finish. It's a problem. So when I researched them today, they do got a large following, and they do promote black wealth. So they do have programs to promote black wealth. They got all that now. But they're also strongly supporting that you vote.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's a discrepancy.
Ooh. But they got to help us cut the check, no matter what. All right. Well, thank you so much for that update, Sister Davis. We are going to keep you posted next Thursday. That's it, Black family. Next Thursday, June 29th, is the final say-so on how we are going to allow them to think they're doing something for reparations. But we already got our agenda on the line. We already got a request, our list of demands. First and foremost is an anti-Black hate crime bill and land. So this is why we got to be proactive in this reparations charge. If you have not looked into your family lineage, Black family, you must, and I repeat, you must start the work now. We're not talking about just Ancestry.com. We're talking about just trace your lineage. Hook up with your family members that you haven't spoken to, Ray Ray or Pookie, in 20 years. You got to get back in line and say, hey, we got to collectively start getting this check. So what's the step? Let's start getting our paperwork in order so we can present the case when it comes time to cut the check. All right. So if there's no one else that wants to chime in for our Black Power panel,
I didn't want to leave a hanging chat. And this one I know is not going to be long-winded, but it's going to be strong-winded out of 310. Do you hit you at 310-567? You're on here with Dr. Truth Bay, who's getting ready to go back to her agenda, but she's sliding you under the radar. So you got to talk black to us and get right black on point at 310-567. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Black Power, 310, come on. 310, what's the rest of that digit? I got all the digits here now. 567, you're live. 310, 567, are you there with me? Are you there? 310, going twice. 310, 567, you're going twice.
Okay, go ahead now.
Going three times, Black Power.
You but go. Yep. We're going right directly back to Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Is going to go ahead and sum these things up for us tonight and paint the picture as it should be painted. Black Power. Black
Before
Power.
Before you go too far, I have
one
something
mic,
I
one
need
mic on
to
our show. We need
okay,
one mic.
Put me on after. I might forget
one
it. I might
one mic.
Black Power.
One mic on our National Minister of Justice. Black Power.
All right. Thank you, National Chairman. All right, so family, today's theme is that we're touching up on what we already know. The Biden administration is not trying to or support or give into reparations. But we have to hear it from the horse's mouth. So on Friday, June 16th, we had a recent press conference at the White House, and the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, confirm what we all know. So let's just hear it one more time. And we're going to hear it from our commentary YouTuber, the amazing Lucas. Again, look him up. He's a great YouTuber, political commentary, smart brother, and relatable to the youth. So let's give his channel, a YouTube channel, a boost with that. Without further ado, let's get back into it.
What does the president's administration going to do? After the study, okay? What is going to happen after the study? Is there going to be a payout? Is that what, are you going to show me the money? All right, show me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
That's what this administration believes in. As it relates to reparations, I saw just a moment ago Clay Bush's resolution. We haven't reviewed the proposal yet, some new proposals, so we'll take a look at it. Okay.
Let me explain something to you, Black family. Cory Bush's legislation came out for almost a month now. explain to me why the Biden administration still have not reviewed it. You think they haven't reviewed it? I can almost guarantee you they reviewed it the day it came out. Almost guarantee you that. But again, they got to play poker face, and now they got to continue to lie to the black people. So let's hear what this coon face Karen Pierre got to say.
This resolution, we haven't reviewed the proposal yet. We propose it, and we'll take a look at it, so I can't comment on that specifically. But the president has been really clear as it relates to reparations. He wants to see a study of reparations.
Okay. Did you catch that, black family? I know she was talking real fast, but I'm going to repeat it at least three times because I need you to understand. So when you're standing in the voting line, November 2024, as some of our elders, or we have caught stating that, well, I don't see another choice but Biden. Oh, yeah, we got some of them folks that are already confirming their vote for this death. But let's hear it one more time.
Reparations? He wants to see a study of reparations?
He wants to see a study of reparations. This is Friday, June 16th, black family.
Reparations? He wants to see a study of reparations and that and study the continuing impacts of slavery. We believe that is incredibly important.
Sorry. Okay. I don't think I want to continue to play that. See what this is as of Friday. You mean to tell me we ain't got enough studies on the plate that you haven't been following California Task Force, sir, for the last 2 years? We got a 500-page inch
that's stating that we're not human, that they have to study us like we're some cats, rats, or animals.
That part. That's right.
They have to study anything else.
That's right. They can continue to study, though. But let me play it one more time for those in the nosebleed seats that kind of missed that.
Reparation and that after the continuing impact.
Well, let me start from the beginning.
Okay. The president has been really clear as it relates to reparations. He wants to see a study of reparations and study the continuing impacts of slavery. He believes that is incredibly important.
Now here comes April. That's why I love this lady. Sometimes you got a reporter in there that's sticking to them. This April Ryan. I want you to look at this sister.
Right, this is said. What next does the president support payout? Because the nation is divided on this. One of the biggest issues over the decades about how to pair the enslavement of a generation of Africans across this country for free labor. So what is the president after? What will he end in with after study, which is expected to basically say what he means on the civil rights that is crucial. This study is a recommendation. Now, we saw currently what happened here in California when it came to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom was talking all that hot ish, talking about, yeah, reparations, and this will help win the country. I think that the Republicans are doing is actually a travesty, and anti-black racism has got to end. And then when they say, hey, this is our recommendation, what did Gavin do? Well, now listen here. I think that's very interesting, but I think, you know what, we'll come around to that. Now, I'm not saying no, but I'm also not saying yes at the moment right now. I just want to leave that right there on the table. I will definitely look at it when it comes here, you know, and we'll give my full attention to it. That's the hustle with the whole recommendation. So you need to understand, you need to demand, okay, a guarantee. Guarantees are a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. I'm going to need some form of guarantee that you will abide by the recommendation that the commission set forward after the study. Now, as I said and as I've gone over before, there is a lot of foolishness that can happen in between. A lot of foolishness because there's a lot of gray when it comes to the commission, when it comes to how long this study is going to take place, when it comes to what they recommend. Because you have to understand,
even if he agrees, yes, I will abide by the commission, he can then shut the commission to come up with some bullcrap recommendations. Or you get a whole bunch of anti-black people on the council, and then come up with a whole bunch of bullcrap. You know what, after looking into the effects of slavery and all this country, when I think all black people need is a bucket of KFC chicken and you know, a lollipop. That's our recommendation. We agree. I think that will help black people very, very much.
They might as well. A bucket of KFC and a lollipop. That's exactly what happened at Mills College. Remember, Sister Davis, they went through all this, oh, yeah, black people and descendants of slaves, and all of a sudden, Lisa Holder, Lisa Holder, the Jamaican lawyer, came out and pulled the rabbit out the hat. She said, well, I don't think it should only be for black people. I think it should be for all black people. No matter if they're descendants of slaves. She just pulled on. Again.
And
so this is exactly
I saw that. I heard it with my own ears.
That's right. You heard it loud and clear. And so this is why we cannot, since day one, trust a politician who's already in office to make the decision for us, or else it would have been done already. Congressional Black Caucus has almost 40-plus years to come up with something. They actually were created to force reparations to come to the black community. But somewhere along the line, they got paid off little by little. They got paid off by companies, corporations, lobbyists, you name it. It's the price that matters, not the issue. And that's why we've got to create our own demands, our own commission, and keep it moving. So let's finish up and listen up to what Ms. Carrie Jean-Doudou had to say.
You know, wait and see to what the studies say. I would say this, we got to let the studies move forward, we got to let see what the study shows, and we got to continue studying the impact of studies. So that is something that the president believes that we need to do. So that's incredibly important. But I will say,
it's incredibly important. We got to let Biden continue to study us for another 5-10 years if they could. That's basically what she's saying.
Since we've walked into this administration, when we think about the crises that we see in our country, the president called out how race inequality is a problem, right? Is a crisis for us in this moment, which is why he was taking comprehensive action. When you think about what he did on the first couple of days that he walked in, signing an executive order to make sure on his federal level that we put equity at the center. At the center of this, and it is important that we continue to do this. How do we deal with the inequalities that we see in this country? He's trying to do that on the federal level. So let's see what the study shows. It is important to continue to study the continuing impact, if you will, on slavery. And I think because of the president's actions, he's been very clear how important it is. Even just looking at late-age economic policy, how important it was to leave the one behind, have equity at the center of everything that he does. If you look at every piece of historic piece of legislation that has passed and been signed, it has equity at the center of that. And that's because the president has been in line, right, to make sure that we have equality and make sure that we leave no one behind. And we need to understand that the president very much, you know, a...
All right, so that's enough tomfoolery. Let's wrap this up. So you guys, you've heard enough of what Carrie Jean-Pierre has stated concerning the thought processes of Joe Biden. She stated repeatedly that he has equity in mind. I want you to piece the game and the words that she's using. They have equity in mind. Repeatedly, he says the Biden administration has called out the unfairness of racism. Yeah, he has called it out. You can call it out all day. Can you tell me, black family, somebody calling something out all day, is it the same thing as us cutting the check and giving us our land? Somebody please talk to me. Talk black to me. I need to know.
We are wasting time listening. The most powerful thing that we can do
is March on Washington. And I admire what the other guy said earlier about if they can't make it to Washington, organize in their communities and in their area at the same time. The most powerful thing we can do is come together, unite, and make that statement. Otherwise,
that's right.
They don't give a fuck about what we're talking about or what we're doing right now. Seriously.
Yeah. But our black people out there, it's not on it. They got, this is what we're doing it for. We're doing it for our people who have not jumped on the bandwagon yet. We can care less about what the opposition, but we got to repeat things 20 times to our people. And on Black Power Radio, that's exactly what we're finna do. We're going to drill it until we get to see the numbers in Washington, October 16th. It is absolutely imperative that we focus on this particular action. Right before October 16th, Black family, we have June 29th in Sacramento. We're going to start our request and demonstration right there. But please continue to listen in on Power Radio, because this is the platform where we're going to reiterate the points of action on how we're going to get reparations sooner than ever. Not 5 years, not 10 years, possibly, maybe another year we're going to get it. Maybe.
And it's
but we're not going to wait for nobody to give it to us. Power to the people.
Right. It's imperative that that June 29th date, we show up and show out. Because national media will be there. And that's free, as you would say, advertisement for the world to see. So June 29th is important to make that statement on March on Washington.
That's right. And if you need the address, you can go on the Attorney General's website. It is 1500 11th Street. That is at the State Building in Sacramento. And I don't know if Comrade Double R is on the line and we can give you the virtual number. If you cannot be there in person, it's a must that you at least call in and flood those phone lines so that way we can have our people give the last minutes of what they want. Not the opposition. We got to be there to express the last bit of what we want to happen on June 29th. Comrade Double R, do you have the number available to give it to our listening audience?
Sister, I'm looking it up right now. You're a little quick with it. Give me a second.
I know, we gotta stay ready.
I concur to everybody say. I mean, that's just what it is. We gotta come super turned up. Stu, we call it super turned up on on June 29th here in Sacramento. But if you can't make it, I got the number right now. This is the number that we need to call. And we need you guys to bombard this line, because you have these Jane and Kens on there, these Kens and Karens, I guess, I'm sorry, on here, you know, bombarding and talking about what we don't supposed to get. But the toll-free number, if you got your pen, I'm going to repeat it twice, 844-291-5495, Black family. This is the toll-free number to Sacramento, California on June 29th, 2023. Call at 8:30. You start calling at 8:30. They're going to say you got 29 minutes to call back in. Keep calling in until 9 o'clock appears. Okay, once again, the toll-free number is 844-291-5495. And listen, Black family, it's a participant code. This is the code they're going to ask you for when you get in. It's going to be 396-8101. I repeat, Black family, 396-8101. That's the code you put in after the number asks you for it. And as well, you're going to need to do this when these people answer the phone. Say, give me my number. Okay? Ask
right.
the man for a number in the queue, because they bamboozled
That's
me
right.
on the last event that I couldn't show. They never gave me a number. I was on the phone for 3 hours and I never talked. You feel me? So if you can demand them for a number to stay in the queue, that would be appreciated. Okay, and once again,
right on.
when we hit on this, when the brother says, show me the money, I'm talking to America, show me something. You feel me? Land, check, so you can keep your knee off my neck. You feel me? So they ain't showed us nothing messing with the Democrats and the Republicans. So like I tell y'all now, leave them alone. Go to 1619 Matters. That's what's happening. That's what our focus is in our brain. And the next thing, I'm going to land with this. The election season
is the reason for the lies for this campaign of the Democrats and the Republicans. But let this be our 16-19 campaign. I yield black, black power.
Right on. And also not to forget when they call in, they kind of know who some of us are. So if you want to disguise your voice and sound as Karen and Ken as possible to get in, trust me, do whatever you got to do, black family. But once you're on that line, it's very limited. They probably have maybe 40 minutes, if that, for people to call in. But the best way to do it is to be there in person. That will guarantee your spot to speak. And it's not the end all, the be all. This is only the beginning. So let's send them a clear message and go to onepercentage.org, onepercentage.org. This is the official party alternative governance for descendants of slaves. No, we're not the People's Party where they say people of color. This is not the NAACP rediscovered. It is actually descendants of slaves. We make no bones about it. That's why we're called 1619 Rep Party. It's specific history. So if you don't want to vote Democrat, you will have an alternative black family, I assure you. But let's get proactive. Let's not continue to be spectators. If you know you have not done your job in your portion and you're a descendant of slaves, shame, shame, shame on you. So we're going to ask you to get on the ball right now, black family. Time is of the essence. We ain't got no games to play. Our children and our children's children need to know that there is an alternative. So we thank God for reparations closing in. It's exposing itself. It's waking up masses of people that haven't been woken up before. And we got to keep the momentum and get all our ducks in a row. Now, what we're going to discuss in the last hour is legislation. What is the point of legislation? How are we going to get this anti-black hate crime bill in on the floor? There's a process, black family, and we're going to repeat it until we get to October 16th. So every week in the last hour, what are the steps for us to pass legislation is specific. If you're listening, black family, I want you to look at your senator. Your senator in your state is the key to pushing any type of law. There is no other way about that. You have the Shawana Vaughn law, and we actually found out that that law that we stated that we covered last week, this was the law that this sister put together in order to bring awareness and criminalize those who offend in mass incarceration, so especially the women and the men who've been incarcerated for low-level crimes, who have been abused, who have not been given treatment. This is what this bill was supposed to be passed on June 9th. But of course, just like everything else, it has been delayed. I didn't say it's been denied now, but it has been delayed. So you know we're not going to have anything come easy when we're presenting this anti-black hate crime bill. It's specific, and it's going to have multi-layers on it. We have Cori Bush. They said that she put the $14 trillion mark on that. Then you have New York Senator, I believe, Nikki Lucas, who also had a version of an anti-black hate crime bill. And I believe D.C., National Chairman can elaborate more on that, that came up with, I think, D.C. City Council 5. His name escapes me, but he just recently put a recommendation for reparations bill on the table as well. The point is it has to be we the people as a collective. So there'll be opportunities for you to chime in. There'll be ways for you to make your voice heard. But the most important thing, this is an opportunity right now for you to really create and establish a law that we've been waiting for since 1865. Until we get that legislation, black family, I promise you, nothing is going to change. But if we start criminalizing anyone who come against us, as we covered last week, A.J. Owens, beautiful mother of five from Ocala, Florida, that was shot through the door by white supremacist Susan Lawrence. Ralph Yarl, 16-year-old, who just happened to knock on the wrong door. Thank God he survived, but was shot point blank in the head and the arm because he knocked on the wrong door. Then we also had Carl Curtis Carmack, the young 14-year-old that was killed in Columbia, South Carolina by Rick Chow, the Asian gas station owner that decided to kill this young child in cold blood. These are, and Lavelle Lane, we can't forget our beloved Lavelle Lane, that actually sparked a lot of advocacy for families in South Carolina. But we still don't want the oppressor to get away with murdering our bodies, with abusing our bodies, with slap on the wrist and good behavior and all this term that they want to do to let the oppressor know that, yeah, you have a free pass to kill these Negroes. You're not going to get too much time. Until we get these bills on there, everything is going to change. They will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that's the only thing that we ask, is that we Black family be proactive on it. So with that, I'm going to yield the mic back to our national chairman so we can round off in our last hour with some points of action on how we can get this anti-Black hate crime bill on the floor as soon as possible. Power to the people. That was the wrong one. Where is my DJ horn? There we go.
And where she stops, nobody knows. And there you have it, brothers and sisters. There's so much that has been done to us, and there's so much work to be done directly on us called We the People. And we are just proud to serve with you, to be with you here tonight at Black Power Radio. We have Dr. Critical Truth Bay. We've got Chairman Double R. We've got Black Lightning. We've got so many more. Queen Mother is still here with us. So if any of you can chime in and help Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay put this case to rest. As we go back, thank you directly to you, Dr. Truth, or did we have one more? There's another person in the woodwork by the line.
Yeah, we have a lot more to discuss, for sure. What we can do, we'll I'll go right into it concerning how the bill becomes law. As I mentioned before, it is your Senate, your senator, senators of California. I'm going to pull up all the senators of California, and that way, whatever state you're in, if you're comrades in New York, comrades in North Carolina, South Carolina, you must identify the senators in your state. And there actually is, well, about 123 of them. Ooh, yeah. All right, so first, now we have Dianne Feinstein. She's supposed to be retiring sometime this year or next year, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think she's going to re-get her seat. Then we have John Seymour. He's a Republican. Okay, so he's also a current senator. Then we have Pete Wilson as well. Oh, we don't have a great choice out here, folks. And now we got, of course, before she became vice president, Kamala Harris was a senator for the state of California. And you see what she did when it came to Black families and how she incarcerated majorities of our families here. We also have Senator Josh Becker. Then we have Senator Melissa Hurtado, Senator Ben Hueso, Senator Anthony Portantino, Senator Scott Wiener. Scott Wiener has been pretty famous, if it's the same Scott Wiener that was involved in some type of, not child trafficking, but I think he sent his picture to underage, which I don't know why he's a senator. It's the same person. But overall, please identify your state senator because it's going to be very important. And we only need one. We only need one. We only need one senator that we know that will be able to push this bill. Now, not all senators are created alike. Even though they work for a very, very vicious system, there's always an ally somewhere in there. Now, here in California, there is an assemblyman. Assembly member as well is who we need you to look into. Senators and assembly persons. They are the ones that are going to help push whatever bill that we have put on the line. So Isaac Bryan, who's our assembly, he's a young one too. We actually helped with his campaign, and he actually was instrumental in implementing Measure J. This was a juvenile probation abuse law that he helped orchestrate. So a lot of funding went to juvenile jail because of him. And so he's one person, for example, doesn't mean that we are going to send it to him, but he is an example of someone that would be right and ideal to push this bill. Now, one thing for sure, in the Senate, depends on what state you're in, you have to have at least 5 senators in your state to push forth the bill to the majority. And so this is the steps that we're going to explain as we move along in the next following weeks. But the procedure for us, in order for us to start getting the bill that we have drafted, and we have several versions of it, let me see if I can actually pull some of the amendments, the articles up. This bill that we are going to finalize, once it's sent out, it has to have 5 senators to actually approve it. And then that's when it moves on a national platform. But when we start with our state, Gavin Newsom will already have a list of recommendations by We the People. Now, remember, Black family, may not have remember in too long, but May 6th, which is not too long ago, last month, we had already announced to you that we had fired, we had sent a cease and desist to the California Task Force rep members. These are the 9 members, Jovan Scott Lewis, Amos Brown, Lisa Holder, Cheryl Grill, Monica Montgomery Steph, Don Tamaki. So these 9 members, they were given a letter relieving them of their duties. Now, this is an acknowledgement on record. Of course, they're not going to follow it, but on record, we let them know that they're already on notice. And so the second step is to remind them gently by We the People by presenting an alternative bill. So the ways that we're going to do this is not something out of the box. We're not reinventing the wheel, but we must reiterate, Black families, you must be politically sound in the procedures on how a bill becomes a law. It's very important that we teach our children the procedures on how a bill becomes a law, because this is the only way that we are going to actually legally have what we want on the table on a quicker fashion. So moving right along, we also want to contact the churches. The churches of each state, starting here in California, that we have a letter of support from them. Now, remember, the government does what they're supposed to do, but the church body is supposed to fill in the gaps of what the government failed to do. That's why it's a separation between church and state. Spiritually wise, we are supposed to feed the homeless, as we have with Panther Party, has done so very well. Community service in serving We the People, feeding the homeless, housing our people, advocating for our people. These are the things that naturally we should be doing already. But when a bill comes where now we have advocacy to fulfill these requirements, it's going to make things so much easier moving forward. Well, when I tell you, Black family, the end is almost near for the opposition, and they know this. They know this all too well. But the only way that they can get over is that if we allow them to. So we already know that next voting season, we just not might consider ourselves Black then. Because, again, Biden administration stated, If we don't vote for him, we ain't black. So we're just not going to be black. Simple as that. That is how we feel. That's it. So if you have any other commentary from our comrades, the floor is yours before we round off with our final comments. Power to the people.
That famous Sam Cooke rendition of, you know, the change is going to come, brother and sister. We have to sometimes make the change ourselves to transform that energy, and that can transform an entire people into our greatness from using the resources that's owed to us. That's why the debt is so important, that we wake up and recognize the value in reparations and in the necessity of the reparations. Oh, my. Somebody out there know going to rock that mic out. I'm more than
all
sure.
Right, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so we just got some breaking news. As I said before, quantum change is going to come. It's going to come sooner than we think. Now, the other day, we just got some news that Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said on Sunday night, told Gavin Newsom that he should appoint Representative Barbara Lee. Now, you know, she's the House of Rep for San Francisco. and that they should appoint her to the Senate should Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat become vacant before the end of her term. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about this Black family. Now, Barbara Lee, she actually was there in Mills College May 6th at the last California Task Force hearing. And we also handed her a letter of recommendation as far as firing and not firing an alternative, I'm sorry, or bringing forth an alternative task force. So she's well aware of the discrepancies that this current task force has been holding. And the fact is, I don't have too much faith in Barbara Lee. She has a lot of awards and acknowledgments that she has given to Bishop Williams back then, and she seems like she's about to. I mean, she attended the task force hearing, so that was a good step. But there's just something about these politicking that doesn't sit well with me. And even though she says she's for reparations, I don't know. It's just something about them that we can't believe them until we actually see it. But this is the news that's just come on the table, Black family. This is Sunday night, yesterday, that Barbara Lee might be the contender to replace Dianne Feinstein. And Dianne Feinstein, we already know, is about 103 years old. God bless her. But if this is the case, Barbara Lee, I would say that she would be the point person right now that we would present this anti-Black hate crime bill to, so she can actually push it through the House of Reps as well, if she's not going to be senator beforehand. So these are the important steps that we got to be vigilant on the current political stratosphere that is really holding or dangling this carrot as if we're going to go for the bait. So this is something to watch. Now, next week, we want to make sure you join us on Black Power Radio. We are going to be discussing the People's Party. Ooh, Black family, you don't want to miss this. Next week on the 25th and the 26th, we will be discussing Cornel West, but more importantly, the history of the People's Party. It's very important that we don't fall for the okey-doke. A lot of people, they say, hey, you know, the People's Party, it seems like a forum that an alternative for Black people to go through. You know, since we know the Democrats haven't done much and we damn sure know the Republicans aren't going to do much. But now that the People's Party that has sprung into action, they have chosen Cornel West to represent the party. So what is the People's Party? They also was a propaganda machine, but they're an alternative party in which they discuss a lot of issues for Black folks. But the problem is, we have yet to see any results. So explain to me, when, how, or what, aside from the Crown Act, which protects Black people in their hair in the workplace, right? That's the Crown Act. That was a couple of years ago. At that time, Harry Mitchell was the one that authored that particular bill. But aside from the Crown Act protecting our hair, why can't they take it a step further and protect the whole person, protect Black families? That's the question at hand. So we have yet to see. So definitely join us next week on Black Power Radio, where we will be discussing the People's Party and what it really means for us come November 2024. It's going to be a very interesting year, family. That's all I can tell you. We are ready and willing and able to move on to the next step. But you must identify property, get involved in your local jurisdiction, which is your city council, the county council. Get in tune with that. Learn the language. Familiarize yourself with local agenda, because it's going to help you in the long run, Black family, when we are talking about national issues, that you will already be well-grounded on that. So these are the things that we will reiterate with you, because we just love our Black people. We absolutely have no other option or no choice when it comes to who and what we're defending. We're defending Black power. We're empowering the people, and we are the people of self-defense. So we're not the ones to sit idly by and watch the oppressors to continue to rob and beat us without accountability. But we can't do it without you, Black family. So this is where we say it is power to the people, for real, for real. So last but not least, I'd like for you to go on to onepercentage.org to look into the Article 5 Convention. The Article 5 is the official document that you need in order for us to make the change. So create a local board with the people in your neighborhood. Start mobilizing and organizing now. There is no way that anything can be done without organization. And so this is what we want to leave to you. With that, I yield Black the mic to our national chairman, Shaky Mama.
Thank you, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, for such an extensive research and a fantastic presentation. And we love these presentations here on Black Power Radio because it gets the word out that we have one of the most astute and one of the most informed radio talk shows on the internet, on the some go into smart and dumb phones, as you know, but definitely we have more than on the paranoid and Android phone. So we definitely have a good program, a great radio show, and the most informative radio talk show on the internet. As we maintain that reputation and continue to bring you information, and then that's giving you truth and substance to move on. So if there's anybody within our vast lineup here tonight, we have so many mics open, but definitely if you, one of you decides to speak, we will not mute you. We will not cut you off tonight. We will allow you to speak your piece right here on Black Power Radio. So anyone who has an open mic can speak. This is open mic time, and you can comment on what you've heard or factors that could contributed to us bringing tonight's show on. We must study these administrations. These people are managing your resources, managing the block you are on, and managing what we are doing as a so-called nation as long as you remain here. So we are looking at them and studying them in order for us to live in America, with the three Ks, as I land my plane. Say thank you all tonight for joining us, and thank you for participating on Black Power Radio, along with our vast participating and listening audience. Thank you all. And you can go right ahead. Rock the mic. It's an issue if it's too hot to hold, and drop it like it's hot. Black Power.
What up with it? What with it? Black Power, Black Power. This is Double R, man. Look, much love.
What it be, what it be, what
man.
It is, what it is.
You feel me? Yeah, honorable, salute, you know, and all the comrades, you know what
I'm
saying?
Salute,
this
salute.
What we do. Yeah. We give information. Hey, but like the Bible says, don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer of this word. This is a new Bible that's writing right now. You know what I'm saying? We writing this for the 1619, this new generation. You feel me? So you tell your grandkids the Bible didn't stop at Revelations. Revelations opened up a whole can of worms. You feel me? So this is where we at. This is our grind. This is what we do. We're all about Black Party, Black this, Black that. So if y'all on here, y'all not with it, I suggest you to check yourself before you wreck yourself, because to me it's too many house niggas. So now we got to stand up at these field niggas and be strong. So as we look upon all the atrocities America did to us, why not turn the light on? Black family. Awaken this. That's the challenge, the powers that they so-called be. You feel me? So, hey, we just ain't got these boots on. It's 10 toes down. Make it. This is a revolution right here. This is a revolution. Because we is sick and tired of being sick and tired. We the original saying of that. 404 years, we sick and tired. So why are we going to sit back and do nothing? We got torches from our people that came before us. We're through Black History Month. It's need to be our Black History Month. Because it's Juneteenth. Then we're going to turn it into a reparation team. Feel me? That's the resolution of the solution. And when y'all come on here, listen up, buckle up, ride, you know what I'm saying? Chin up, chest out. This is our story. It's our journey. Black power, I yield black.
Black power, black power. I was wondering about if anybody heard about Tyler Perry, a.k.a. Madea, buying BET and VH1, you know? And it all gets black to the effeminization of the black man, you know? Just like they, we, for some reason, we bought, we caught on to what George Soros and them was doing with black, what do you call it? Because the show wasn't about us. Black Lives Matter, and that was the gay agenda matters. It seems like they try to attach all of that stuff to black folks, try to effeminate us while they teach their children how to break down AK-47s, how to clean their weapons, how to figure out how to make bullets, you know, and stuff like that. Like what we should be doing, we should be teaching our youth, you know. And, yeah, I just see it as the effeminization of the black man and woman. Want to make the black woman masculine as possible. Keep throwing it out there that the black man is nothing, you know. And why does the black woman keep listening to these white supremacists or even these black Negro peons that are just pushing the agenda of the Europeans and the colonizers? You know, they want to say, okay, well, here the black man's not doing enough. Well, you're not giving the black man enough resources to do enough. And those that of us that do pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, they try to make us compare ourselves to some CEO whose mom and daddy was given their riches by their mom and daddy, who was given their riches and inheritance by their mom and daddy, who got all of that money off the backs of mom, great-great-great-granddaddy and great-great-great-grandmama. Not to mention those slaves who were put out here just to infiltrate, just to infiltrate. And they still infiltrating to this day. You know, you got someone who like Clarence Thomas, who you would think would be one of the most intellectual men on the planet, being as he is a judge. But as soon as they start into that coonery, you can see which way they're going. So our people are being awoke long enough to see the coonery when it's happening. But do they see the rappers out here that are putting on lipstick and mini dresses, you know? And that's why I can't condone them. I can't black them, you know? Here it is. They either want to make our you know, go right into that effeminization, which I'm sure they're being paid off for it, you know. They sell and they sold to the white man, which like you said, the white man is not a devil but the devil, you know, selling they sold to the white man for a few crumbs at the table, for a little fame and fortune, to say, oh, I'm the shit this year, but next year you probably be following that lady with the red dress on into the gates of hell. You know, so we can't be bought off, can't be bribed off, we can't be scared off, and we got to keep on putting our foot on their neck like they've been doing us all this time. And let's keep on protecting our people so that when you see somebody with their foot on their neck, don't just walk up, push them up off of them. And I'll land on Black Power, $77 Bakers, so that we can keep the ship alive, keep the ship afloat, and keep on giving masculinity to the black youth men out here. Teach them how to pull their pants up, You can't run with your pants down. You can't even do martial arts. Seriously, you cannot do martial arts with your pants hanging down. There's no way in hell you're going to do a jump sidekick with your pants hanging down. It's just not going to happen. And take it to somebody that know how to do it, you know. So Black Power, 77 Baker, will keep his black train afloat. And like I said, don't let them defeminate our men, and don't let them over-masculate the women. It's okay for the women to be strong and push the men, but don't push the men to the point where now it's like, you're being a little overboard. You know what I'm saying? I want the black woman to go back to cooking some greens and collard greens and cornbread. You know? Here it is. We forgot how to family structure. You know, how to have that family structure. You know, the man and the woman in the family, with the son and the daughters, and the daughters looking up to the woman, and the boys. Looking in the mirror and learn how to tie their tie from their daddy. You know what I mean? How to be men, you know? So let's not forget how to be real men. Black Power, I just want to leave it on that. And $77 Bakers, write that down. So we can keep this black train afloat. And I want to see our people put up some money. Black Power, $77 Bakers. And I give it back to our national chairman, Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, who showed me how to lead the battle from the front, not from the back. We lead from the front. Black Power.
Black Power.
I'll thank Senator Jabari Grisport from Brooklyn. We can give it up again for Shawana. So I have the pleasure and the honor of carrying Shawana's law in the New York State Senate. Some background. You know, I went to Rikers a few months ago to speak with some of the incarcerated people there and really reinforced how prisons, jails, detention centers are the most traumatic and traumatizing places on earth. I spoke with a gentleman who had been beat up by corrections officers, said it was on camera, but when he complained, nothing was done. I spoke with an incarcerated woman who said she has trouble sleeping at night because she knows that sometimes correction officers come into people's rooms. And one time, she felt someone touching her back. And when she turned around, after waking up, she saw someone leaving the room. And so on top of the physical damage that we often talk about and the physical violence that we talk about that happens inside detention centers, jails, prisons, there is also the mental violence that is impacted. At Rikers, it is reported that 16% of people there have a severe mental illness. Approximately half need some form of mental treatment. Nationwide, over 40% of people incarcerated are reported as needing mental health supports. And over the past 20 years, one of the leading causes of death in prison was suicide. We do not talk enough about the mental health supports needed for people who are impacted by the carceral system. So with Shawana's Law, what we demand is that the Department of Corrections provide mental health supports for incarcerated people while they're incarcerated and while they're under supervised release. Because when we talk about rehabilitation and when we talk about reintegration into society, we don't need any more corrections officers. We need more therapists. We don't need any more prison beds. We need more mental health beds. We need to make the correct investments into our society, especially in the community where they're locking everybody up. They want to lock us up, right? But they don't want to help us with the mental health supports. Let's put the investments in the right places, and let Shawana send the New York State Legislature in session and stop voting on things formally at the end of next week. So we are going to do it this week. We are going to bring it to a vote and ensure that there are mental health supports for the people who have to suffer in the most violent places on earth. Thank you.
All right. Well, I have to replay that, my family. This was Senator Jabari Bridgeport, who was the senator instrumental in pushing Shawana's law. And as I stated before, it is still being delayed but not denied. And the process of how this senator brought this bill is the same process that we, the people, must bring forth when it comes to the anti-black hate crime bill. This is the only way that we need to do it, that we can do it. And so with that being said, I leave that to the floor for our comrades to comment on. Power to the people. All right, well, I guess Shawana can explain her bill if no one is on the line. Black Power.
Post-traumatic prison disorder, Shawana W76037, is out of my own 5CP. I was born in prison, been to the foster care system, and went back to Valley State Prison for Women and Child Children, California. I don't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. I suffer from post-traumatic prison disorder. Because whatever my adverse life experiences were, I could deal with that terrain. Prison is abnormal. And we're talking about mental health. 70 million people are impacted by incarceration, which means that 70 million plus their children and their families are impacted by mental health. If you don't believe me, move down 125th right now. I am urging the governor, the speaker, majority leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, Carl Hastings, and the assembly. Get it out of the finance committee. That's a stalling tactic. And get it to the floor in the next 6 days. We can't talk about mental health and sit on a bill and do nothing. It's a breach. That's New York State. I wrote it in Lincoln Project. I need to pass it in Albany. If it's the only mass incarceration mental health bill you have, I don't understand what the problem is. Because the price tag on doing nothing costs more than this piece of legislation. I'm urging you, call your senators, call your assembly people, call the speaker. Because post-traumatic prison disorder, Shawana W76337, must be passed in this session. Our lives depend on it. If you don't believe me, look at what's happening on the subway. People are not being treated, and everybody deserves to be mentally well. And the people who are most adversely affected by mental health is African Americans and minorities. I need everybody to not be silent. Stand up for something, for your fault, for everything. It's not enough to show up and give a penalty when you don't want to give a mental wellness. I beg you and I implore you, don't leave here and not like this past post-traumatic prison disorder, Shawana W76337 in the state of New York. Don't let Congress beat you. They said we're progressive. Well, let's prove it.
I'll stay, Senator Jabari.
All right. Woo! Yes, sister, I'm telling you, powerful. Gotta remind you, don't let your circumstances determine who you are. She was born in prison, and she wrote a bill. So we have no excuses on how to get the job done and finalize what's needed for our black people. Such a beautiful sister. So we'll give you an update on this bill and see how long it'll be delayed. And hopefully we'll contact Mr. Bridgeport himself and see if he'd like to tell us on Black Power Radio the update concerning Silent Cry. Power to the people. Power to the people.
All right, Black family, we are again happy to have you, Black Power Radio, Black Power, and all of the network, all of our Black Power revolutionaries, the hosts, the guests, everybody had an opportunity to share some light on these administrations and the current ones, the past, present, and future ones. And
WeThePeople.gov are the best administrators to manage our affairs. We've just been thinking that the ice is colder across the street, the managers are more educated down the block, or somebody across from the opposition has been doing the job so long that they're the only ones that can do that job. And we have no training, no background in managing large sums of money, large groups of people, and all of these illusions have been handed to us, and it's a social misinheritance that we should share. For the last time, the item Most High God says to shed that skin and grow some fresh skin. And this is what we need. Get rid of the ancient, antiquated politics and bring in some new politics. And the science must be in our favor at this hour. This is a job for us to do. We can't pass the buck. We don't have a genie to rub on the bottle for good luck. But we must do the work. We must chime in. We must take the lead to bring our own politics and our own scientists, because it's a known fact that our scientists have had it all the time. Like the police say, every step you take and every move you make, they'll be watching you. Yeah, they watch us to get the models for everything from education to politics, from science and music and culture, all the way down to how they have sex with their wives. I'm just saying to you, you just got to know what you're doing and manage for yourself in the spirit of freedom of our ancestors and freedom for self and doing for self. We must abide by the guidelines of the ancestors and employ them. They're not ancestors. If you're not making a practical usage of our ancestors, they're not ancestors. They're just some dead bodies. If you're not using them for freedom, justice, and equality at this hour, if you're not using them, your ancestors personally, for your own political thrust, for your own inertia, for your own intuitive grasp, using your own mother wit, father wit, and brother wit, our own sister wit, to bring together leadership for the masses of black people. We've been wasting everybody's time. We're not doing such a feat at this hour. When you complete that task, you immediately start another one. You shouldn't be bored to death. You should be taskmasters in bringing about reparations, bringing about a new era of time for us, and a new gained respect, honor, and a new type of, what he said, that we would get our integrity. You have to bring integrity to the table to leave integrity, and to leave the table with integrity, you must bring integrity to the table. And this is the honor that we all are capable of, but few of us are doing at this hour. We're going to puppet and mimic and dupe ourselves into the opposition. Attempting to appease the opposition is not a good political position. You must establish your own at this hour. And those are the closing words and closing remarks of this national chairman at this hour on this Black Power radio station. We are just so happy that you came to address the nation. So this is why we come here tonight. We come to rock the mic. Because, mama, they'll be watching your ways. Every step you make and every move you make and every step you take, they'll be watching you. That's right. And he came to realize, we must all agree we don't belong to these, This is what we got to go today to get that freedom and manage it for ourselves and know that they be hating. Every time you pull up, we know why they hate, It's the all window shoppers, the all player haters. And they hate to see us come into independence and go free for ourselves. But this is what this is an assignment from your national chairman, is to do everything in your power to set us free so that we may be able to go free for ourselves. Any last comment before we bring Marvin Gaye? Or anybody want to close and pray for us? Anybody want to pray for us this day at this hour? And the mic is open.
I'll pray.
Go right ahead, beloved, and drop it like it's hot. It is too hot to hold my mind.
Father God, we come to you humbly as we can. We thank you and we praise you, and you will give you all the honor and praise because we belong to you, Father, not ourselves. We ask you for your guidance and your wisdom and your knowledge to be instilled in us to do your will and not ours. We ask you to just guide our steps and keep your loving arms wrapped around us. And just, Lord, just let us love one another and keep each other in prayer. And just under the umbrella, under each and every one of the sound of my voice, Father God, we ask you to just forgive us for anything that we have said or done or thought that wasn't of you. And just keep our hope alive and let everything that we ask for be granted in your will. And in Jesus' name, I pray. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Ra, Amen. Ra. May the hearts stay together. Harambe, let us all pull together. Amen. Amen. Ra. Harambe. Amen. Amen. Ra.
Harambe.
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 Amen. Ra. Harambe.
Harambe.
Harambe. We are Black revolutionaries. And we are who? A Black revolutionaries. And we are who? Black revolutionaries.
Black revolutionaries.
Who? Black revolutionaries.
Black
strong black military to black out call of this
they shot him in And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let nothing,
nobody pushing it further, bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a my leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck as though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, playing whip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, playing whip the chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, plays whip the chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, plays whip the chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they
want to
sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indians, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanists. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King? No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach.
Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't fill our hopes up too high. 'Cause she's got her own obligation, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and
love your mother, love your brother, love your God.